always like to start things off on a good note, so thanks to Mrs. Sobis' class for giving us a few of those today. It's Tuesday. I'm Carl Azus, and this is CNN Student News. California, Montana, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Those are the five states holding presidential primary elections today. But an election in Wisconsin is dominating the political spotlight. It's a recall vote involving Republican Governor Scott Walker. He was elected 2 years ago. During his time in office, Governor Walker has taken steps to deal with Wisconsin's budget problems. But the actions he's taken have made him a controversial figure. His supporters see Walker as a hero. His critics think he should be removed from office. That's what led to today's recall election. Governor Walker is running against Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, a Democrat. That's who Walker beat in the governor's election 2 years ago. This is the first time that a Wisconsin governor has ever faced a possible recall. Only two governors in the United States have ever been recalled. Some political analysts think what happens in Wisconsin today could foreshadow national elections later on this year. This is the largest wildfire in the history of New Mexico. It started last month from two separate lightning strikes. Those sparked two fires that eventually merged together, and the combined flames have burned across 380 square miles. For perspective, that is more than 1.5 times the size of Chicago. Firefighters are making progress in trying to get this thing under control. As of yesterday afternoon, it was about 18% contained. Some residents who had to leave their homes because of the fire were being allowed to return. Well, fighting disasters like wildfires, as you know, it can be incredibly dangerous work. Two pilots were killed in Utah on Sunday when the air tanker they were flying crashed. Training centers like the one you're about to see in College Station, Texas, prepare emergency personnel for how to respond to natural disasters. And they try to make that training as real as they possibly can.
Somebody, please! Where are you?
By yourself?
1, 2, 3.
We truly meet people every day, and they are literally at the worst point in their lives. Our job is just to try to make that better. Disaster City is one of the greatest places that anyone could ever train at in this urban search and rescue environment.
There's only one victim that we see, unresponsive.
You can learn something from every single person that's here. It's like a brotherhood when you come to here, no matter where you're from.
You can set an anchor with two wire slings, but you have to get down lower.
For a professional rescuer, this is Disneyland.
We're actually putting the realism in a training environment. There's others that try to replicate this. No one has come close to what we can do here. We can change the props and the venues to recreate any disaster that we want to train the responders to.
We were breaching a panel to get to some victims, and we were also digging through the debris pile.
I volunteer out here to do moulage, which is the makeup that looks like wounds. It actually gives a sense of realism for the rescuers. When you actually have a wound, that there is blood, their heartbeat starts going a little faster, it's the wow factor, it makes them think a little bit harder what's going on.
Ma'am, if you want help, there is a command post up there by the trains. Please go there and you'll get help a lot sooner.
I can make all the wounds in the world, but if the volunteers act it out and really play the part, the rescuers not only have to deal with people asking, where's my family, where's this, they also have to think about what kind of injuries are we dealing with, who's the most injured, doing some triage, and we have the volunteers really, really push them to their limits so that it's as realistic as possible.
Communication, escape routes, and safety. Remember, all day long.
We train. We train hard. We try to operate to where our guys will get to do something that they would maybe see on the field, and they put that paint in their bucket, and they know, like, whenever we do get out there on a real disaster, they can say, hey, we've done this before. But can we train for everything? No.